the ray sun rays, more than 1,000 sun's rays. That means brightful. It spreads from his mind. It just creates surroundings here. That means all the great lineage masters are also there now. From his mind it comes. His lineage masters are here, above him. It goes up, 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 and then it goes in the end, or the highest one, the lineage comes from Samantabhadra Buddha. He is the first Buddha. So from him it comes. He is in the form of Dharmakaya. So from Dharmakaya, Samantabhadra, it comes Vajrasattva. From Vajrasattva, then Garbhdorje. From Garbhdorje, then eight great Vidyadharas, Renzin Namge, we say that. Eight great Vidyadharas are there. It also emanates from the mind of Guru Rinpoche, and all the lineage masters are here. And from the mind of Guru Rinpoche, then it also emanates all the great practitioners, 84 great yogis in India during those periods. They are completely enlightened. They are great practitioners, tantric practitioners. You think that it's also here. And those great accomplished 25 disciples of Guru Rinpoche, you also think that it is also surrounded. Guru Rinpoche surround, sitting here and there. He creates all these things. And then comes all the meditational deities related with four tantras, or you can say six tantric treaties. Related with those treaties, there are many meditational deities. The wrathful deities, the peaceful deities. Peaceful deities 42, I told you last time also. And wrathful 58, total 100. So in this way, that includes all the wrathful and peaceful deities. Everything, every meditational deities are also there. And not only that, those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who used to come down in this samsara to protect the Dharma, to protect the highest teaching of Dzogchenpo and the teachings of Lord Buddha Shakyamuni and Guru Rinpoche in the form of Dharmapalas. They used to come in the form of Dharmapalas. You think that all the Dharmapalas are also there? Not only that, those gods and goddesses, the god of wealth, including Sambala, everything, everyone, every those refuge objects you create in your mind in front of you. In one way you can say that, like this. Or in certain teachings, some teachings they say that Guru Rinpoche in the center, in front, Buddha, past, present, future, that symbolizes all the Buddhas. And on the right of Guru Rinpoche, there is Avalokiteshvara, then Manjushri, Sai Nyingbo, Tibba Namsel, something like that. All these Bodhisattvas, you think that are sitting on the right side of Guru Rinpoche. On the left side of Guru Rinpoche, you think that there are Mangalaputra, Shariputra, that means all the Arahats, all the masters of the Hinayana. And on the back side of Guru Rinpoche, you just think that all the teachings of Guru Rinpoche, all the teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni, every teachings, the sutras, or the tantric teachings, everything is sitting in a form of scripture, books, in red color. You think that it is back on the back side of Guru Rinpoche. And from them, the sound of the vowels, something, all these vowels spontaneously giving the sound from those texts. which will help all living beings to purify, which can help to bestow the blessings. You think that like that. Everything is there. And then lineage gurus, everything, and the meditational deities, and on last line, the dharmapalas. And in front of you, you are sitting here. In that way, during the time of refuge and bodhicitta, we normally visualize the refuge that way. Now here I'm talking about the refuge tree of Guru Yoga. So you think that you are not an ordinary person. I told you that you are like Vajra Yogini. You think, visualize that? She has three eyes. Now everything is created in front of you, just above your forehead. And it's really very big one. You think that way. And it's completely like a rainbow light. But lively, very lively. You should treat like that. And so powerful. And then the eye of Vajra Yogini. That means you are Vajra Yogini. You are not an ordinary person now. You are Vajra Yogini. Your eye is looking upwards to Guru Rinpoche, the three eye. All the three eyes, she used to look towards Guru Rinpoche, longing for the blessings. You must be very devoted and respectful and longing for the blessings. You must think that way, as if the blessings are coming from Guru Rinpoche. And then invoke to deeply. Invocation is necessary. Then you can recite the 7-line prayers. From there, 7-line prayers, you can recite that. That means you are inviting Guru Rinpoche, and you are saying that Guru Rinpoche is the unification of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and from you, you are the essence of all the Buddhas. From you, the Buddha comes. Buddha nature. Now the Buddha wisdom comes from you. Everything is from you. So from today onwards, I won't do anything bad. Whatever I do, it is not my action, but these actions are your action. Whatever I hear your teachings, no other than that. Whatever you think, you always think Guru Rinpoche. Guru Rinpoche's body, mind and speech. You think that way. Whenever you sleep, you think Guru Rinpoche. Whatever you do, you think Guru Rinpoche. Whenever you eat, you think Guru Rinpoche. That means all the time. So that is why during some practitioners in Tibet, those practitioners, good practitioners, they always used to think Guru Rinpoche. Whenever they sleep, they go to bed, and before sleeping, Guru Rinpoche, before sleeping, they say, oh, Guru Rinpoche, and they used to sleep down. Many good practitioners, they do that way. That means they are remembering. It's a good habit. And then whenever they turn their body, and they're in the time, at the time of their sleeping, sometimes they wake up, and at that time also, oh, Guru Rinpoche, Guru Rinpoche, Guru Rinpoche, and then they used to sleep again like that. That means it's a habit. Even during your sleeping also, whenever you wake a few minutes, at that time also it sounds Guru Rinpoche's name comes from your mouth. So in this way, these are necessary to be related with the practice. Try to make this practice as friendly as you can. Make it familiar with you. When we meet a new friend, then it's very difficult to talk at first time, because he is a new friend. But when you talk with him for many days, and he now mingles with you, you know him, he knows you, then slowly and slowly you can understand their way of thinking, their way of talking. Then as soon as you saw from the far places, you just raise your hand saying that your friend is coming, that you know that. That means it became more familiar with them. Like that, why can't we make the practice like a good friend? Try to mingle with them. Try to make it familiar. Try to make it a close friend all the time. Because that friend will never deceive you. You're a friend. Say, the karmic body's friend. One day, they will change. Sometimes, they will change their mind. They may deceive you. Even if they won't deceive whole life, but in the end, they will have to leave you. That means no use at all again. But your practice, or Guru Rinpoche, he is always with you. If you make friend with him, with his with his practice, if you practice Guru Yogas and make it a good friend, then it never deceives you. That is an unfailing friend. Until the enlightenment, he will always guide you, always help you. Whenever you feel some sort of frustrations, whenever you feel some sort of problems, face any kind of obstacles, whatever it comes on the way, if you think Guru Rinpoche, definitely disappears. Definitely. Because try to do by yourself. You can practice that way. For example, husband and wife, you just imagine if they fight. One day they fight each other, and then when the husband saw the wife, he don't want to look face to face. That's hiding his face. That means there is some wrong. When the wife saw the husband, she is also hiding her face. She can't look directly. That means there is something wrong. So in this way, why not practice Guru Rinpoche? And if you face this kind of problems, because there is something mistake in you, you have done something mistake in your mind. Now, during the time of, say, the husband or wife, they fight each other, and it is not good to do that way, but try to confess yourself. Try to be humble. For example, husband and wife, it is a mistake of husband. He does something bad way and she became angry and they fight each other. It's a mistake of the husband, for example. Now, if the husband is humble and good, a good practitioner, then he can go to her saying that, oh, I'm sorry, it's my mistake. Try to confess it. So that this conflict, fighting, uneasiness feelings will be cleared very soon. At the time, you just remember Guru Rinpoche and saying that, oh, it's my mistake. Sorry, I've done something wrong. Even though it's not your mistake, why? What's wrong there? You can't lose anything big. If you confess yourself and say that it's my mistake and confess before your wife, then normally she is also a human being. She has also a Buddha nature within insight. So, because of that Buddha nature, she understands that. And she will also become happy at the time. So in this way, you can unite again together and be a good friend again. In that way, you can solve that problem. So these are the things. Whenever you do the practices, apply it during your day-to-day life. That is more important. Only doing the practice and not applying those things during your daily life, that's not so useful. Apply it during those period when you face some problems. Then only we can recognize he is a good person, he is a good practitioner. When he faces some sort of problems, then we can understand those persons, whether he is a good person or not. If he is a good person, then he can handle it. He can solve the problems with skillful means, with calm and cool-minded. He can do that. But if he is not a good practitioner, then he shows his anger, become very hasty, become so frustrated, become some sort of sadness, in emotionally very sad, disturbed mind, because he is not a good practitioner. Someday he or she may suicide. The result is that. It comes that way. So it is not necessary to become sad or frustrated. It's not necessary, but it is necessary if you can tackle that, if you can handle those things with your skillful means, then only it is useful. You can apply those practices, what you learned, what you heard, what you practiced, try to apply them during that period. Then it is useful. Most of the teachings, most of the practices are for that purpose. When you face problems, then use that. Last time also I said that when you are in a happy mood, you never remember Guru Rinpoche. You never remember Buddha Amitabha. When you are unhappy, when you are frustrated, then say Guru Rinpoche, Buddha Amitabha. We pray to them. That's good, I said, but that's not a way of doing. You must pray to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas when you are happy, when you are in good mood, when you are really well settled, when you are really rich and luxurious. During that period, you may remember Guru Rinpoche and Buddha Amitabha. Then you are wise. But when you face problems, then normally you search teachers, or you normally used to remember the Guru Rinpoche, you remember Buddha Amitabha and saying, invoking to them. That is good, very, it's also necessary. But what I mean to say is, during the time of your happiness also you must remember. Because during the time of unhappy time, you remember, that's all right. There's no problem. You can, it's good if you can remember that way. Instead of doing jealousy, becoming frustrated, you just remember Guru Rinpoche and Buddha Amitabha. It's all right. That's good. But it is also more important to remember when you are happy. Think that it is those when you become rich, don't think that you have done by yourself. No, it is done by Guru Rinpoche. If I say that way, it may be some sort absurd, something, it is bad to somebody else. But you must think that these are the blessings of Guru Rinpoche. It is not done by me. So when you visualize Guru Rinpoche is everything. Your sleeping is Guru Rinpoche. You must remember Guru Rinpoche. Your eating is also because of Guru Rinpoche. You must remember Guru Rinpoche. Your actions, you remember Guru Rinpoche. All the time, whatever you do, your body, mind, speech, everything you offer Guru Rinpoche, finish now. It belongs to Guru Rinpoche. Whatever he do, live to Guru Rinpoche. Give your whole body, speech and mind to Guru Rinpoche. Even if you are suffering, you are not suffering now. Guru Rinpoche is teaching you some blessings. He is giving some blessings. We say that when somebody faces some problems, then after that he learned one lesson. Unless and until a person won't face a problem, then he is unable to understand that. For example, if you are always healthy, then you don't know the value of the healthy. Value of the health, you don't know that. If you become sick, if you become ill one day, then you can realize what is healthy means. After that, you can realize that. So that is why it is necessary to face some problems. I'm not saying that problem is good, but you should know through the problems you can understand it. If someone is giving you troubles, you have the chance to practice patience. You have the chance, if someone begs you to give something, you have the chance to practice generosity. If there's no beggar, if there's no object of offerings, like Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, if they are not there, then to whom you are going to offer? You won't get any chance to offer. If there are no beggars, poor persons, you won't get any chance to practice that generosity, to giving alms to other poor people. So there must be that. So I said, they are the best teachers. The problems are the best teachers. When you face problem, then you wanted to know something more. When you won't face any problem, then normally you sleep, you enjoy. That is why in the sixth realm, the God's realm, I told you in the teachings also, and said that they have the luxurious life, the luxurious way of living. Everything is there. They are so comfortable. They never become sick. Always enjoying whatever they wish, yes, their wishes will be fulfilled. So, what they need more now? They don't need anything. So that is why they won't practice Dharma. That's the problem. They won't face any problem. Because of that, they won't practice. So at the time of death, the gods face 7 days suffering. It's very dangerous during that period. 7 days before death. They have to face 7 days. Now, this 7 days is equivalent to many, many, many thousands of years of human life. So you just imagine. That is why we say that this human life is precious. Because we know the problems. We know the path towards Buddhahood also. Both are there. Now, it is up to us which road you are going to choose. If you want to go down, you do bad things. If you really wanted to go up, you do the good things. It is shown only in human realm. So that's why this is precious. We won't say that God's body is precious body. No. Even though they are higher than us, but that is not so useful. Because they always enjoy. So what I mean to say is, whenever you are happy, whenever there is no problem with you, you must remember your teacher. You must remember your guru. At the time of problems, no need to say to remember your guru. You normally comes. That is also, yes, many people, they don't remember when you face some problems, they won't remember your guru also. That is worse than that. So, when you visualize all the refuge, objects, Guru Mache, everything here in front of you, just invoke to him saying that everything now belongs to you. Now whatever I do according to your guidance. With that feelings, then recite, I told you to recite that 7-line prayers and completely devote with deep invocation and pray to him saying that please kindly bestow me the accomplishments, the blessings. I wanted to become like you. So if you go on thinking that way, then the blessings of Guru Mache is very sweet, very quick to you. When we visualize ourselves as Vajra Yogini, now this Vajra Yogini is, in essence, she is Ishesojal. In essence, she is Ishesojal. But in a form of Vajra Yogini, in a standing posture, she carries one carved knife and kapala filled with the nectar or the blood, whatever, according to the different teachings. If you think that way, this body is not an ordinary one. Now, this is completely exalted wisdom of Dharmakaya. You think that way, completely pure. Then the blessings of Guru Mache comes so say, continuously the blessings of Gurumji comes on you and it will help you to become like Gurumji. Now many people may ask why we are visualizing ourselves as a Vajra Yogini, a woman. Because I am a male, why should I remember a woman? Many people may think that way. Or many people, the ladies may also, you may think that, oh, we are already a lady, why remember another lady? May think that way, but not like that. This is karmic body. This is full of dualistic mind because of our, say, habit of doing negative things. This is not clean, impure. So, for example, a small container. If the container is clean, then we can put here the nectar. We can also put here pour the milk. We can also pour medicinal things into it because it is clean. Now, if it is dirty, it is not the right container to put the milk or any nectar like that. So if you put in a dirty container, that will be spoiled. No use at all. That is not useful to it. When it is clean, then normally we can put everything like nectars, the pure things we can put there. So Guru Rinpoche's blessings is also like that now. Sometimes I used to give this example. For example, you see, the moon reflection in the water. The moon reflection in the water. Say 100 cup full of water. Some are big, some are small, some are very small, very small. Different sizes. And some are like ocean, say. Some are big lake. Now, if we see in the lake, we will find only one reflection of moon. Even though it is very big, but there is only one reflection. Even though ocean is very big, but the moon's reflection is only one. Even though this is very small, but there is one reflection. Even though there is a drop of water, if it is clean, yes, moon reflection is there, same. So equally, the reflection of the moon is equal to all the sizes of whatever the size of the water, it doesn't matter. The reflection of the moon is equal. So Buddha's compassion, Buddha's blessings are always equal to all living beings. Now it depends upon the individuals. If their mind is not clean, Buddha's blessings will not enter into them. For example, the water in one container, if the pond is not clean, if the pond is dirty, muddy, even though moon is there, it is straight, just near, very straight through that pond, the reflection never goes inside. Because of the dirty, muddy things, because of the dirty water, if the moon's reflection won't go inside. It doesn't mean that moon is not there. Moon is already there. And because of the dirtiness of the water, the reflection of the moon doesn't want to go inside that. We can't see the reflection there. Because the water is dirty. In one mug, if we put a clean water, the reflection is there. In one mug, if the water is not so clean, very dirty, there is no reflection at all. So with this example, why not we think that we are visualizing our body, not the karmic body. Now, you are Vajra Yogini. She is the essence of Yishit Vajra. The wisdom Dakini of Guru Padmasambhava. You think that way. And then, if your body is pure like Yishit Vajra, then the blessings of Guru Rinpoche is ever present in with you. It's always with you. The blessings are very sweet. Spontaneously it enters into you. Because the reflection of the moon, without any effort, spontaneously the reflection goes into the water. Without any effort, hard work, it goes without any effort. So Guru Rinpoche's blessings are also like that. Without any effort, it enters into you because your mind is pure. So that is why it is necessary to visualize yourself as Vajra Yogini, which is the essence of all the Dakinis, like Yishit Sojal. Not only all the Dakinis, she is the essence of all the Dharmakaya Buddhas. That means all the Buddhas are within her. You think that way. It is necessary to